section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Season 6, Episode 3. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special guests this week. Actually, it's number two guests, the amazing Aaron Hughes and the Doug. Let's get in the results of Week 1 for KSL. Ty over Aaron, Doug over Snyder, Mike over Travis, Pate over Palmer, Brian over Blake, and Nanigay over Kevin, over Andrew. What is the biggest upset this week? I am going to say it now, Johnny teabagging me. Doug, what do you think?
Biggest upset?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one I don't know. We're talking the big league?
We're going over the big league.
Oh, okay. I'll say the Skins over the Josh Squatters.
Okay. All right. Aaron?
It's Nanigay over Kevin. I mean, Kevin is the second most winningest person in all of KSL, and he got smoked.
Really?
By one of the worst people.
So what do you think the game of the week is, Aaron?
Oh, game of the week was you and Oberg, easily.
Oh, yeah. Because in all seriousness, I don't know if you're watching it, but it came down to if they go into OT, I could win it. That's all it would take. But, Of course, he beat me. He played the better lineup. I got to give him credit. And by the way, if you receive any emails anytime soon from him, it might not be from him, actually, because I got some malware stuff sent by accident. It's no big deal.
Oh, that's fun.
So I sent him a message. Hopefully he gets it, you know, but I think he got hijacked. Anyways, Doug, what is the game of the week for you?
That would also be you. Yeah, I truly believe that.
All right. Thank you.
Point different.
Yeah, it was a close one. It came right down to the wire. But anyway, so basically, this is a big week so far. And, week three is going to be even a bigger week. I mean, Doug, what do you think the game of the week is going to be for week three?
Week three has got to be my game.
All right.
Super Kings versus Can't Stop Scoring. You've got somebody's going to remain undefeated this week between the both of us, and one of us will be number one in the Buck Butters.
So Doug, I already know Aaron's response on this. What do you think the division name is actually good for you guys, or should I change it to something else?
I don't mind it, but I wouldn't mind seeing it something else.
Like $5 below the belt? Should it be $5 below the belt?
You know what? I think what you should do from now on is whoever wins their division pre-playoffs gets to pick the conference names for the next year.
Okay. That sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. All right. So, Aaron, game of the week, big league. What do you think?
It's easy. It's Doug and Ty with Doug winning easily. But the interesting thing here is that going forward, we may have three undefeated teams because Mike is he's not playing anybody that who's undefeated, and same thing with Ober. So
true. Yeah, I'm actually going to say the same thing. Doug and Ty Boardman, of course, and yeah. So the Toilet Bowl game of the week goes to I'm going to have to say I fuck pinups and the plum smugglers. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree with you. Although Fairview Welfare, yeah.
I didn't ask what the biggest blowout of the week is. I'm going to be the game that, it's like, all right, they're scoring here and here, and the points may get to 100 this week. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that, but I mean, I don't know. Any game Fairview Welfare is in, it's a joke, so.
Oh, gosh. All right, Doug?
I agree with Aaron. That one's going to be a horrible, horrible game. It doesn't even matter. Might as well give Brian the win.
Oh, gosh. All right. So let's move on to the Elite League. We had Doug teabagging Aaron, Andy teabagging Palmer, Oberg blowing his load all over Joe's face, Mike pooping on Brian's chest again, and Chris poops on Pate. So the biggest upset, gosh, that's a tough one for me. I'm going to actually have to say me beating Palmer. Doug, what is your biggest upset of the week?
They're all actually pretty how much I picked them. But I'll go me over Aaron.
All right, Aaron?
No, it's actually going to be Mike over Brian, because Brian has a very good team, and it's unfortunate that he lost. So,
okay, all right. And game of the week, Aaron, who do you think?
They're all actually really good games. Mm-hmm. You know, mine and Doug's. I mean, you know, we both said last week that was probably the game of the week, and you know, I still maintain it probably was.
Doug, your response?
I liked my game versus Aaron, but I think the closer game was obviously you versus Gibson in a very, very high-scoring game.
Yes. I'm actually going to say Doug over Aaron on that one. So basically, okay, so we're going on to week three of this fantasy football season. So far, it's been a blast. We're going to eat at the Olive Garden eventually. It was lovely. The game of the week, I mean, Doug, what is the game of the week for week three in the Elite League?
Again, it's going to be my game. You got another number one versus number two in the division. He's not going to be undefeated anymore.
All right. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, actually. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, it's obviously going to be a really big game. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, record-wise, game of the week. Although I'm actually really interested in Mike versus you, Andy. I think that could be a pretty big game because, you know, you guys are both in the same division. And, you know, right now you have a 2-0 division record and he has a 1-1 division record. So, I mean, it could be a game that if he wins, you know, you could fall, you know, pretty far. So
that is true. That is true. It's going to be a fun game. I look forward to sticking my dick up his butt. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah? What? You're the one talking about balls the other night. Anyways, so what is going to be the toilet bowl game this week? Doug?
Dave versus Brian.
Aaron?
Yeah, I agree. Although, I mean, with the Elite League, I mean, you really don't have a toilet bowl game.
Any
know?
Game that you're in, I think, is a toilet bowl game. So, unfortunately, Joe's in that one as well. Anyways, so the upset of the what's going to be the upset of the week? Who should not win that's going to win this week? I'm actually going to say me, and then Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to say Dave. I think that Dave will beat Brian somehow.
Ooh, Doug?
I'm going to say Mike over you.
Wow. Interesting. So getting into the survival and pick'em news, Aaron, what do you got for us?
So Johnny was eliminated this week. He picked nobody. So... That's a surefire way to lose. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, you know, survival's going good. It looks like everybody basically picked Green Bay last week. Joe got a close one because he picked Houston. So that was kind of fun. But it's going to be interesting to see how far, you know, who goes the farthest. Because as we all know, Doug so far, he went to week 15 in 08 and Snyder went to week 13 in 09. So be interesting to see what happens there. As far as the pick'ems, last week Joe was the winner. He got 11 correct.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah, and then Boardman, he apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently he has an iPhone, and he apparently can't do anything on there, you know? So he said that he attempted to do his picks, but it wouldn't let him do it. So.
Oh, because you need Flash.
No, not with this. You don't need Flash with the pick'ems. So, but apparently he couldn't do it. So, you know, and I even called and let him know. I was like, dude, you should probably do something. So, and his baby mama apparently doesn't have the internet either. So, anyway, like that's honestly, like, he was over there and he said that she doesn't have internet. And I'm like, that's weird. So,
going on to the NFL news, the 2-0 teams that are the worst, they are stating now the Dolphins, the Bucks. And our Bears. Who's wrong, Doug?
Whoa. Who's saying the Bears are the worst team?
That's what they're saying. They're saying them and the Bucks and the Dolphins are the worst 2-0 teams, and that they're going to be surprised, like literally completely surprised, if any of those teams walk out at 3-0 after week three.
Oh, I think that's a possibility because... Bears versus Packers is obviously going to be a hell of a game. I'd have to see. Buffalo You said Buffalo's 2-0? 0-2.
No, the Bucks.
Oh, Tampa Bay sucks too. They'll eventually lose.
All right, and the Dolphins.
Miami, I think who they're playing. Who are they playing?
Who cares? They suck. They are not a 2-0 team. They're an 0-2 team. But Aaron,
let me pickups.
Aaron, who do you think? Do you think that they're right saying that those three teams are the worst 2-0 teams?
You didn't say the Chiefs, did you?
I forgot about the Chiefs. That was the other one.
Yeah. The Chiefs suck. They don't have a quarterback, and Matt Castle, he can barely throw the freaking ball. So, and I mean the Bucks. I'm sorry, but they've gotten pretty damn lucky. And the Bears, on the other hand, yeah, you know, the Detroit game, whatever. The Cowboys, though, they dominated them. I mean, they really did. And yeah, you know what? There was some breakdown in some of the coverage. But still, I mean, this is a team that everyone's like, oh, the Cowboys are going to be the first to play in their stadium for the Super Bowl. Well, you know what? It looks like they're not going to. So I think that's kind of crap to say about them. As far as the Packers game, they're probably going to lose. I hope that they win. But they'll probably lose. So
they're gonna lose. But the funny thing is, I actually picked the Packers to win, and I picked last week. I picked the Bears to lose, but apparently I didn't know what I was doing because I only got 8 right last week. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, moving on to people who got pulled over for drinking and driving. Doug, did you do this to Mr. Edwards? Were you in New York recently?
Yes, I had a voodoo doll where I was controlling Mr. Edwards' driving and made him swerve all over. Now, here's the stupidest thing about that DUI is the NFL has a program in place specifically for players who go out and drink. You can call this number, and they provide you free transportation.
And you don't tip.
Yeah, absolutely free. Nothing to it.
You want to hear
it? It's not even like you're... Cab.
You want to hear something?
You are calling a...
Yeah, you're calling... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, did you know that... Here's even the best part. If you drove there, they will get your car back to you. How awesome is that? So basically, if you're out, get hammered at a bar and you can't drive, you call this number, they'll pick you up, go back and get your car and take the car back to you.
Yeah, that's fucking retarded to get a DUI in the NFL.
It should be virtually impossible. And plus, he's at a .16. I'm sorry, but like when I've been over the legal limit that I know of, I don't know how I could have got behind a car. I have no idea. There's no way I could have done that. So he's an idiot. Aaron, what do you think about this douchebag?
Yeah, you know, I mean, not much else to say. If you make that much money, I'm sorry, but you should probably get a cab or call that number. So, but I actually have a question, though, that I want to ask both of you. This is someone on ESPN, and they said, which 0-2 team should be worried the most?
Cowboys.
The Minnesota Vikings or the Dallas Cowboys? Doug, which one?
Minnesota.
Why?
Why? Because Brett Favre looks like shit. Their offensive line looks like shit. They have, I mean, Bernard Berrien isn't performing to anything. You never know when Percy Harvin's going to get a headache and have to sit out and like his PMSing. but, I mean, Dallas has the tools. They just haven't utilized them.
Andy.
I think Dallas, because it's not really Dallas. It's more Wade Phillips. Like, realistically, both those coaches are on the hot seat because if the Vikings do not make the playoffs. Anyway, so he asked the question, who has to worry the most? I said Dallas. You said the Vikings. My thing was because, well, it's more about jobs. It's because I can't remember who the Vikings head coach is, but his job's on the line. Wade Phillips' job is on the line.
Brad Childress.
Brad Childress. Thank you. Childress' job. Basically, both their jobs are on the line. And I truthfully believe that if the Vikings do not make the playoffs or, you know, at least have a winning record, Childress is gone because you can't just put all your faith into Brett Favre. And
I was going to say, with mine, Brett Favre, I think, is going to be done by week 4.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be surprised if he makes it halfway through. I mean, if he makes it to week 6, That's saying something. I mean, did you see how he walked into the stadium? He looked like he was an old man.
Yeah.
He, like he just got done.
His age. And yeah. I think he's done after week four.
Yeah.
I don't know when the Bears play him, but I hope he lasts at least that long.
Oh, you know what'd be funny? If Julius Peppers gets a free shot and he's going full speed and Favre doesn't see him and he turns and goes, oh, smack.
And that would be great to have him fumble in the end zone for a safety for his very last play ever in the NFL.
Oh, now that would be something to remember him by.
A safety that makes them lose by one.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, and let's just say that, oh, you know what even be better? Let's say that happens. Uh-oh. Answering this call would put your active call on hold.
Aw.
You know what? I'm not even going to worry about it.
Fuck him.
First of all, I can't help that he can't join us.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, so let's all right. So that's enough for, I guess, fantasy talk this week. Doug, what would, if there's a sleeper out there right now that no one's picked up, who would your sleeper be? Do you have any off the top of your head?
Actually, I don't. Okay. I'm very, very slacking in the waiver wires and pickups.
I don't know if he's available, but I do like the fact that, what's his face? Mike Williams. I'm a fan of him. And he's not available in most leagues.
No.
All right.
So, did you finish the show?
No, we're still doing the show, Aaron.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you. Anyways, Doug, talk about a clusterfuck. Anyway, so we went back and we talked about Mike Williams now that I have you guys back. But Aaron, so what happened?
Comcast sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. Anyway, so Doug.
Actually, I do have a pick'em.
All right.
Jason Snelling of the Atlanta Falcons. I have him in one league, but if you don't have him in another league, you better go pick him up.
All right. Good one. So, any final words, Aaron?
No, I think that's okay.
All right, Doug, you got anything else you want to talk about?
I think this is going to be a good week for me, moving forward to 3-0 and being the only undefeated in my division in both leagues.
All right.
Ooh, bold statement.
Big, big words. Anyways, first I want to say thanks for both of you guys coming on the show.
I won't be on if I lose.
And if you guys are into the Twitter, follow Aaron AP Hughes, follow Doug DJ Hon 01. You can follow me, A Hughes 86. Thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions. Thanks to all the players in the league. And for Doug Hunt, Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
I'm never following Aaron.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.